It's the Mad Men DVD review.
That's absolutely right. It's the Mad Men DVD review with Ben Zambo in the studio. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Hey, great show.
Oh, thanks.
Loving it so far.
Oh, thanks, man. That's too kind. So what are you here to review for us today?
Today I'm talking about Whisper of the Heart.
Right. Now, why are you talking, like, I know you're always in here reviewing DVDs, but why specifically reviewing this DVD? Because it's not necessarily new, is it?
No, it's from 1995, but it's a Studio Ghibli movie, and Studio Ghibli are having a, well, there is a one-month-long kind of retrospective of all the Studio Ghibli movies you could ever want to see. All of them.
Yeah, I think...
Which you should all want to see, I guess.
Really? Is that your take on it? I mean, what is Studio Ghibli for the uninitiated?
It's a Japanese animation studio, which has produced many classics over the years, and some famous directors like Hayao Miyazaki and Isao Takahata.
Very good pronunciation.
And this other director, who directed Whisper of the Heart, only directed this movie because sadly he died shortly after, but he was kind of meant to be the third musketeer, the protege.
So I've heard Studio Ghibli kind of described as a Japanese Disney.
Kind of. They do these fantastical movies. Actually, I thought this Whisper of the Heart, I'd been wanting to see it for a while. I had it on my list and I figured it was some sort of... I'd heard it was quite a grounded relationship drama, but then I saw the poster before I watched it, the cover art, and it showed this girl in a fantasy world, and she was flying, and there was a talking cat, and I was like, sign me up.
All right, so let's jump into it.
But there is no talking cat.
There's a talking cat in Kiki's Delivery Service.
Yes, yes, that's another great one.
So, but Miyazaki famously likes cats. I saw a documentary about him.
Oh yes, there's the studio cat. That Kingdom of Dreams and Madness. Are you talking about that?
The where they're making his last film and everyone's stressing out and everyone talks about how hard it is to work for Studio Ghibli, but they all love it.
But they all make noodles together and it's lovely.
So what did you think of this film?
Yeah, we're getting a bit off topic. It was great. I really enjoyed it. So, no talking cat, but there is a talking cat, I guess, in the dream sequence. But the movie is, in reality, a grounded relationship drama about young adolescent boys and girls' first romances in, like, a high school in Japan. It's wonderful, though. I've found myself quite relating to a lot of it. It's about ambition, young ambition. At that time, you don't know exactly what you want to do, and you feel like you feel useless for not having a life planned out ahead of you, and you just need to let things happen, kind of, and figure out what you really want to do. It was very sweet.
So it's a good message for aimless young people such as ourselves, Ben.
Yes, it was great for millennials. It's great because I watched a dub version, which let my short attention span check my phone repeatedly.
Oh, I'm not into the dub.
I didn't have to, like, read subtitles and stuff.
I'm not into the dub. I always find that the, like, for example, in Howl's Moving Castle, Calcifer, the fire, has a better voice in Japanese than he does in English.
Isn't it, like, John Ratzenberger or something?
I don't know who John Ratzenberger is, but...
He's the guy who's in every Pixar movie.
Ah. That's probably why, you know.
Yeah, he's got a very distinctive voice if you grew up watching Pixar movies. So it might seem a little bit weird.
I'm sure there's dubbed and not dubbed at the film festival, though. I'm almost certain about that. They wouldn't do that to children, you know.
They wouldn't do it to all the anime fans. Anyway, Whisper of the Heart.
What's your rating out of 10?
I don't really do ratings.
Fair enough.
But I do recommends. And that's hard, I guess, to say who exactly likes it. But I guess I would define it as a woman's film, even though I think that's a stupid name, because anyone can enjoy a woman's film. But the tropes you identify, you know, from a classic, you know, romance and ambition and young life and drama, family relationships.
It is one of the hallmarks of Studio Ghibli, Miyazaki especially, that he writes very strong female characters.
Yeah, young female protagonists is definitely a...
So who's the hallmark. Protagonist in this one, and is she great?
She's great. She has short hair.
I don't mean physically, I mean personality-wise.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good question, because I was just trying to darting around the fact I can't remember her name.
Okay, I'll look it up on the internet.
It doesn't matter. It's not important.
Her name is Shizuku.
Shizuku. Seems half familiar. She's young and determined, but also a bit lost in life and living at home with her mum, who's always busy, and dad, who's a bit aloof too, and a sister who's much more successful than she is and constantly berates her to pick up the slack around the house. So she's feeling a little pushed to the side, I guess, a little lost.
Well, without giving too much away, I mean, this one will be shown at the Studio Ghibli Film Festival, which is taking place on August the 24th to September the 20th, a whole month of Studio Ghibli at the Academy Cinema. You can get along to that. We've actually got a double pass to give away to Studio Ghibli's film festival, and you can go to any screening you like except for the opening night, and all you have to do is get in touch with us. Maybe we'll take a phone call. Think a phone call's a good idea, Ben?
That's how we usually do it.
All right, let's take a phone call. It's 309-3879. The phone's already ringing, but we need to ask you a question first. Sorry.
Do we?
You don't want to ask a question? I always like to give it to a fan, you know what I mean?
Are you asking me for a question?
Well, you don't have to give me a question. How about we ask them? Let's just get them on air and see what they've got for us. Hello, BFM.
Hello. What's the question?
Who are we speaking with?
Sorry?
Who are we speaking with?
Rosie.
Hey, Rosie. This is Sam, and Ben's over there.
Hello, Ben.
Hi.
So we thought we'd ask you a question. This is for a double pass to Studio Ghibli. Are you a big fan?
Big fan. Couldn't be bigger.
Have you been over to Japan? Did you go to Studio Ghibli World?
Oh, I haven't had the chance to do that. I've had friends who've told me about it and made me very envious.
Have you seen this film, Whisper of the Heart?
No. I've seen most of the other ones. I haven't seen Whisper of the Heart.
All right. So
I was planning to see a bunch over this month.
Let's just ask you an easy one, because it sounds like you are a big fan. What is your favorite Studio Ghibli film? And why? Yeah.
Okay. My Friend Totoro, because it's got that cat taxi.
The cat taxi? I think
the cat bus, rather. The big cat bus.
Yeah, Totoro's waiting for the cat bus.
Yeah.
All right, I think that's good enough for me. What about you, Ben?
I think it's great.
All right, Rosie, we'll take you off here and we'll award you this prize. Just hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
For coming in. And that was...
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in color.